I went out personally and bought the domain name fad.com, and I would have done that whether we were doing the gay business or the new business.
Right.
I basically, Fabulous.
That had to be an expensive estimate.
You know, you'd be shocked at how it wasn't as expensive as you might imagine. Yeah. I would say it was six figures, but it was low six figures.
Okay.
And, you know, I, over the course of a couple months, I negotiated with this guy who owned it, and it was a domain hoarder. And I basically convinced him over the course of a couple months that if he didn't sell it to me, no one was ever going to buy it. And then I bought it.
Did you do cash and equity?
All cash. I just wrote him a check.
So I've seen that happen as well, like with these big six-figure domain names. Yeah. People are like, I'll give you a couple percent of the company plus some cash.
I had some third-party domain appraisers value at well over $1 million. Three-letter domain name, brand value, if you can build a brand on that.
Yeah.
And
we just got through this. We're starting a new project called Oink, and we got Oink for $25K, I think, something like that, something like that.
Yeah.
But it was a hard process. I mean, it's crazy, the inflated price of domains right now.
But you know, once I felt comfortable about the price, I didn't look back. Like, I wrote a check and I told my board, we'll figure out later how the company buys this from me. I'm buying this domain name.
Right.
And Fabulous was spelled F-A-B-U-L-I-S, and it always just killed me to have, like, all right, so explain to someone, it's Fabulous spelled wrong.
Right.